On your Wednesday afternoon on Triple M, it's good times, it's greatest hits, and we'll get back to some music for you very, very soon. Let's talk TV. Steve Malka's with us on the phone again today from tvblackbox.com.au, the link to the podcast there, where they're going to be talking about maths and The Bachelor and all of that. He's with us now. Hello, my friend. Are you well?
I am well, and there is so much happening in TV land.
Just a little. Now, as you know, I'm not watching Bachelor, I'm not watching Maths, I'm not watching Survivor, none of that. We did, however, finish the last episode ever of Strike Back the other night, which was really good stuff. So what won it? What's going to be the front runner, and which one is going to be left wanting?
Look, I think that the smart money was always on by just how much Married at First Sight was going to win. And on Monday night, it was more than the sum of Australian Idol and Australian Survivor. And in fact, Australian Idol came third behind the premiere of Australian Survivor. Last night, it kind of righted itself in that they flipped. Again, Married at First Sight more than doubled them. And then it was Australian Survivor, Australian Idol and then Australian Survivor. But there was daylight between first and second. Then second and third, there's only sort of 20,000 viewers in it nationally.
So why is that, do you think?
I think Married at First Sight, in its 10th season, is not only just delivering us phenomenal reality drama television, that kind of thing, and it's just reality guff. I think as much as anything, people are keen on Australian Idol, but it's nostalgia, and we're a bit over nostalgia, and it is laid on a bit thick, but it's also not nostalgic enough. Whereas Survivor, I think this is the best season of Australian Survivor yet, and it just suffers from the I'm on Channel 10 problem. You know, people don't trust 10, and I think if they trusted it a little more, they would find that they would probably love a lot more of what 10 offer.
Well, Taskmaster Australia is there now too. Do you think that's going to find an audience?
I sure as heck hope so, Cliffo, because I'm a huge fan of the UK version. Like, Cliff Davis's The Taskmaster is hilarious, and I'll watch him in anything. But to see Tom Gleeson take on the Taskmaster role, it's perfect, right? He gets to do his comedic thing, which is punch down and make fun of all of the people that are involved. Look, the people doing the tasks this season, Julia Morris, Danielle Walker, Nina Oyama, Jimmy Rees, and Luke McGregor, are all individually hilarious. And when you put them into their situation, you might have never heard of some of them. I think by the end of it, they'll have a whole new group of fans. You need to trust Channel 10 on this one. Watch it Thursday night, 7:30 on 10. It's brilliant TV.
Jimmy Rees is very funny. I follow him online.
Very good.
And he's really... Yeah. And his stand-up, which is on... Oh, was that on Foxtel or Netflix? I can't remember. Oh, shut up, Jason! He's a very, very clever man. And those people who remember him as Jimmy Giggle all of those years ago, he's grown up. And he's very, very clever wordplay too. And Tom Gleeson, very funny stuff indeed. Just before the break, before we had that song just then, I was talking about MILF Manor. And you know the really sad thing is, if one of the TV channels here picks it up, it will be a ratings bonanza, no doubt about it.
Oh, look, I think for about 5 seconds, everyone will tune in to see what it is, watch it and go, oh, maybe it's not for me. Look, it is what a high point in our television cultural experience that we can get MILF Manor and shows of its ilk made. And yes, we do have to blame shows like The Bachelor and Married at First Sight for them existing. But, I mean, vote with your remote, friend.
That's it. It's the way it's going to go, always. All right. Your suggestions, maybe we want to go outside of those three, okay? Your picks of the week on the telly, Steve.
Our first one, Channel 10, Thursday night, 7:30, Taskmaster Australia. Do not miss a minute. It's hilarious TV. And I've seen now two episodes, the first two. It just gets better. The second episode is more hilarious than the first. And the first one was really great. So if you've seen the ads, definitely watch that. Otherwise, make sure you've got access to Binge so that you can watch The Last of Us. That is phenomenal drama running on Binge and Foxtel right now. Or jump onto your Apple TV subscription and start devouring Shrinking. This is the new drama series, comedy drama series, that stars Jason Segel and a new up-and-comer called Harrison Ford. You may have heard of him.
Yes.
It's a very, very funny series, and I can tell you, that Harrison Ford equips himself well in a comedic role. It's brilliant. It's from the people that made Ted Lasso. you definitely want to watch Shrinking on Apple TV Plus. Episodes out Fridays.
Great pedigree. And we have to say valet to a couple of TV's big stars who we've lost in the last 48 hours. Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley. Also, she was in a terrific film with Gene Hackman called The Conversation. Have a look-see for that. And American Graffiti all of those years ago. And Lisa Loring, who did some daytime soaps, but we will always remember her as Wednesday Addams from The Addams Family. Gone much, much too young. I think she was only 64, which is just beyond hideous. Mate, we'll talk about happier things next week. Thank you for your time. TVblackbox.com.au. All of the other links are there. Have a good 7 days. We'll catch up.
Look forward to it. Thanks, mate.
Take care. Steve's back next week on Triple M.